B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
You know, we're all family. Each and every one of us are related in one way or another.
Somehow, somewhere.
Yeah. We're all descendants from the same two people. Yeah. So we're all related. And with this Ancestry.com and 23andMe or whatever it is, the people are finding out, like, holy moly, I'm like actually related to somebody famous. And that's why I feel terrible for Keanu Reeves' stalker. Right?
I wouldn't feel too terrible. Yeah, Keanu Reeves has a 38-year-old man that's been stalking him named Brian Dixon. He's been on his property multiple times, left a weird backpack that had a DNA kit because he is convinced that he's related to Keanu, and he wanted to find out, you know, for once and for all with this DNA kit. And Keanu's like, I'm good.
Not only that, bro. But I was reading, like, he calls himself, he uses the last name Reeves, and he wants Keanu to kind of be his caretaker.
Yes.
So this gentleman that's stalking Keanu Reeves, he didn't take a DNA test. He just brought one to Keanu and wants him to take it.
Right. He's trying to prove that
okay,
they are
so
related.
He has no basis.
He's done no work whatsoever. Yeah. He's like, Keanu, I think we're related. Here's a DNA test. You prove it.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the same boat with, like, the reason Keanu's not doing it is because what if it's true? Like, what if it is real? That's why I would never take one.
Oh.
I don't want, because he'd be like, oh, you're related to Dahmer. Damn it. I knew it. You
know? I wouldn't be. That would be the least shocking thing I've heard all day,
right.
Honestly. So I'm curious, like, if anybody has actually got any famous descendants. Kara, do you have any famous descendants?
Not that I know of in my family, but I know my husband is related to George Washington on his mom's side.
Huh.
So, yeah, like, they had done the ancestry thing and traced the lineage back to George Washington, which is pretty cool.
But back to your point, Ted, aren't we all, though? That was like 250 years ago, 260 years ago?
Probably the further back in history you go, the more descendants we have. But so if he's related to George Washington, that means he's probably related to Denzel Washington. And is it Kerry Washington?
Yeah. You never know.
The Washingtons. Interesting. Ginny Hincoming, who are you related to?
So I always say it's my five times great grandpa, but his name is John Witherspoon, and he signed the Declaration of Independence for New Jersey.
Wow.
And several years ago, you know, when MTV was doing the pop-up videos?
Yes.
Well, they did like a pop-up movie that I was watching, and Reese Witherspoon was in it.
Yeah.
And a little pop-up of her comes up and it says, interesting facts about Reese. She's related to John Witherspoon, who signed the Declaration of Independence. And I was like, I'm related to Reese Witherspoon. And then we found out that somewhere in the family line is Hugh Hefner.
Whoa.
I mean, but it's trifecta right there.
Yeah. I didn't tell people about the Hef until he was gone because, no joke, every single time I'd say that, they'd be like, can you get me in the Playboy Mansion?
So your friends are creepers is what we've learned. Your relatives are famous, but your friends are creeps.
Pretty much.
All right. 404-741-0985. We're talking about the famous person that you're related to. You took an Ancestry.com test and found this out. We have Melanie, I think. She's in Suwannee, right? She actually is related to somebody that I played in an elementary school play.
What?
How crazy is that? This person is a ledge.
Yeah.
A major ledge.
He's got to be.
We'll talk to her next. We're talking about if you're related somehow to a famous person, you took like an Ancestry.com test or whatever, because Keanu Reeves has a stalker who this guy says, I'm not a stalker. I'm related to you. My last name's Reeves. Here's a DNA test I left on your doorstep. So a little confusion there.
Here's a baby doll's head, too.
Who are you related to? Melanie and Suwannee.
I am related to a legend. Literally a legend. Do you guys know who Paul Bunyan is?
He stirs his coffee with his thumb.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't he like folklore?
All folklore starts with a real person. Now, people from Minnesota will tell you he's from Minnesota, you know. But people in Michigan know that Paul Bunyan was he had two sets of teeth. He was a lumberjack. He was 6'8" from Saginaw, Michigan.
Let me ask you, did he also have terrible feet? Because I have bunions that just really need to be taken care of.
Did anybody else in the family have two rows of teeth? that has to be some kind of genetic.
You know, actually, my daughter, I'm on my way to the dentist this morning, and our dentist told us to go ahead and put my daughter's orthodontic money we've been saving to our college fund instead.
Hey.
Oh, good. All good for you.
Because she's got the extras.
Right. Exactly. She's got the extras.
Thank you so much. Tracy in Cumming, who are you related to?
My fifth great-grandmother was Belle Starr, who was a cattle rustler, murderer, prostitute, who ran with James Gang.
Yeah, see, that's the fear of doing those DNA tests. Everyone thinks, like, oh, me and Liam Hemsworth, we're second cousins.
Right,
yeah,
right.
No.
But it's actually, no. Did you say she was a horse wrestler?
Horse thief.
Horse thief.
The way I found out about this is I did a school project, and I went to a historian and blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then there's a place in Wisconsin called the House on the Rock, and there was a wanted dead or alive poster for my great-grandmother for $10,000.
That's amazing.
I know.
But you're an upstanding citizen.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm the one who told you the story about me and my friend doing some extracurricular things and saving that girl's life from the guy who kidnapped her.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do have a little bit.
A little bit.
It's nature, not nurture.
Yeah.
Clearly. We've had George Washington, Paul Bunyan, this lady. We're going way back in history. Don't we have anybody related to Clooney listening?
Come on. We have to, right?
404-741-0985. Tad, Drex, and Kara Show. Ask it if you happen to be related to anybody famous. You could have gone on Ancestry.com. We're finding a lot of historical figures. It was funny. I knew we were going to be talking about this morning. So I asked my 7-year-old son, I said, Sam, are you related to anybody famous?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I was like, he finally said my name. And I was like, this is really pathetic.
It reminds me when I was talking to my parents, I was on the way to a celebrity poker tournament. And they were like, who's the celebrity?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what?
Our old boss, Chris, used to be on the radio, and he got on a plane with his, he's married now, but they were just dating, and they get on a plane, and he goes, geez, I wonder if there's any other famous people on this flight. We're talking, if there's a D-list, we're talking like Z-list.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it goes Housewives, like
Real Housewives,
and then like us.
Real Housewives start at D.
Underneath that is us.
All right, we did ask this question. What famous person did you find out you're related to on Facebook?
I thought this was interesting. Denise Smith. Her mother-in-law is related to George Washington, and my husband,
my husband's
family is related to George Washington, so we may be family somewhere in there. Lauren Stewart is related to Mary Queen of Scots and Beaver Cleaver.
Yes. So Mary Queen of Scots is related to Beaver Cleaver.
Yes, and Kendra Clark, Joan Rivers, was her grandma's cousin. How cool is that?
Nice.
Okay.
All right. We were looking for, because there's been an awful lot of historical people, Paul Bunyan, but Sarah in Cumming, who do you got?
I am related to Carrie Preston, the actress who played Arlene on True Blood, Polly on Claws, and she's got a new series called Elspeth, a spinoff from The Good Wife.
Oh, I love that actress. She's like real kind of quirky in The Good Wife. She's fantastic.
Do you talk to
her? She has worked so hard. She is my first cousin, and she went to Juilliard. She has worked so hard to achieve what she has. We're so proud of her.
Can you talk to her? Do you call her? We text.
When they announced her new series, I gave her a big thumbs up.
Yeah, that was recent that she just announced it. Yeah.
Do you treat her like a normal person? Or are you nervous when you reach out?
Yeah, we see her at holidays and stuff.
Very cool.
Even if I was related to a famous person, even if they were my brother, I'd still be nervous when I'm like reaching out to them and be like, they're too busy. They don't want to talk to me. Final call on this one. We go back in history. Sherry and Conyers, what famous person are you related to?
Not me, but my husband is a direct descendant of Pocahontas.
Pocahontas? So what'd you say?
When you get down to it, aren't we all related?
Technically.
It's just a big, incestuous melting pot.
Yeah, we call that Alabama.
Let's get our celebrity insider, A-Wood, working in the TV and movie business with some casting calls for us. What you got?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday. All right. So listen, first of all, happy Black History Month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my casting is fitting.
Okay.
I am looking for 18 to 70 African American male and females only. It is for a new series called Route 187, being produced by Tyler Perry, which means it may be done by the time this casting is over.
Right. Yeah. Tyler Perry is known for making movies in like 5 minutes.
Really
yeah.
fast.
Yeah.
Real fast. Real fast.
And not paying people, though. I heard there's a pay issue. Can you speak to that?
Listen, people want to work there. He does not have to pay extra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say that. He doesn't have to. And the people that work there are happy
okay
to, they are happy to work there. Yeah. Absolutely.
Once you've been in a Tyler Perry movie, people know that you are trained to move fast. And so it makes your stock in the open market go right up.
This is true, because if you're working over there, you're right. It's happening fast. So for this series, it's all about, in this series, Atlanta will be a small inner city, like a small town in inner city having major, major problems.
Atlanta is the perfect city to be able to make smaller cities within it, because you've got like downtown, you've got midtown, Buckhead. These are all their own
individual
cities.
Most cities do not operate like this. Like, you have your city center,
right,
and then it just gets more burby as you head out.
Yeah, we are the city that keeps on giving.
Well, and like we were talking to one of our coworkers the other day, and she said Atlanta is people with golden doodles and off-leash pit bulls.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe Atlanta.
I feel judged.
Well, but is that not true?
My Bella's a sweet little girl.
Right.
It's not like all those other pits in the hood that y'all hear about. But hey, if this is you and you want to work with Tyler Perry and you can get there really, really fast, because it's happening Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Wait, they just closed production. It's over.
Already up for an Oscar.
Follow me on all socials at A-Wood Radio, and I'll tell you exactly how to submit.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
It's 827. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Clearing, windy, chilly, lots of sunshine this afternoon with a high of 48. It's only 40 now in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
A favorite treat is going to be returning earlier than ever. I'll tell you when that's happening in a second. But they warned us, and now we're definitely on borrowed time. Netflix really is starting to crack down on password sharing. They plan on kicking people off the platform who aren't the account holder's primary location by the end of March. It's already happening. I've seen a whole bunch of upset parents on Facebook whose kids have been booted. And those who are deemed to not be part of the household will either have to get their own accounts or be added as an extra member, of course, at an extra cost.
That costs money, right?
How much money has Netflix lost because of this liberal...
So they estimated there's about 100 million people who are using other people's passwords. And if you do the math at, like, say the bottom dollar subscription is 10 bucks,
yeah.
10 times 100 million, like...
That's $1 billion.
That's a big chunk.
$1 billion.
That's a month.
A month, yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Right. So... Be careful. You're, like I said, on borrowed time. By the end of March, they want everybody who's been sharing passwords to get their own account. And if you use this account when you go on vacation, you'll still be able to do that, but you'll have to do like a one-time special code
right.
in order to use this new location. So that way, you're not going to be able to share that password either. And happier news, you can go ahead and mark your calendars for February 20th. That's when the iconic Shamrock Shake returns to the McDonald's menu for a limited time, of course. The McFlurry counterpart is going to come back, too, if you can find a McDonald's with a working ice cream machine.
Is McDonald's the only company that does this to us? It's not like these ingredients. Like, if this item is popular, right?
Yeah.
And it sells a lot.
Right.
Why are you making it, like, a limited time? It's not like... The ingredients for a Shamrock Shake are only available around.
Yeah,
they're not real shamrocks in these shakes.
You always want what you can't have. Just like you always want that chicken biscuit on Sunday when you know Chick-fil-A is closed.
That's true.
So when these things come around for a limited time, they want people to, you know, continue to come in and get that item for as long as it's available and then return the next year when they do it again.
So Chick-fil-A does it with Sundays. They do it with an entire day.
The entire day, yeah.
But McDonald's is like, the number one. They do it with the McRib. They do it with the Shamrock Shake.
Yeah, and the McRib supposedly isn't coming back. Like, this last go-round
supposedly
was supposed to be the last one.
I've got a guy on the inside.
Yeah. Who's his name? Tom Brady.
Right. His name's Ronald. Duh.
His name's the Hamburglar.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Noelle and Noonan, hey.
Hello.
What are you looking forward to this weekend?
Oh, you know what? I'm just hanging out with our kids. We have a big group of kids in the car with me today. So having a good weekend, hanging out. Six kids.
Oh, my Ooh. Lord.
Are those all your children?
No. We have a carpool group, and we have been trying to get on, and we listen to you guys every day.
Aww. And
seven people trying to
yes.
take Kara
versus
down.
Versus Kara. Nice.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio for us.
All right. See you later, Kara.
Bye, Noelle and crew. Good luck.
Bye.
Kara steps out. I'll ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask the same questions, answer more right than Kara. She pays you $100. Question number one. The Shamrock Shake is coming back to McDonald's February 20th. What color is that shake?
It is green.
Question two, Grammys are Sunday. Beyonce's nominated for a record 9 awards. She was the lead singer of what early 2000s girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Question three, Frankie Jonas is going to release an album this May. Frankie has three older brothers. Can you name one of them?
Nick.
Question four, Delta announced they'll give customers a discount when redeeming miles for travel if they sign up for their reward credit card. What type of card is that? Now, Drex, are you looking for, like, MasterCard, Visa?
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Right, what kind of card?
It is American Express.
Number five, Reese Witherspoon revealed Jennifer Coolidge, also known as Stifler's mom, will appear in Legally Blonde 3. What is Reese's character's name in the Legally Blonde movies?
Oh, I believe it is L.
You want to give us a last name?
L. L. Norwood, maybe.
Did you say L. Woods, right?
Woods, I did.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Bring Kara back in.
Yeah, wow. Noelle and the Coweta County 6 got all five
all
right.
All five yes! right. This will be controversial.
Oh, man.
Unless Kara gets all five
Not
right.
telling Kara if she's right or wrong until the end.
Here we go, Kara.
Okay.
What color is the Shamrock Shake?
It's green.
Question two. Beyonce was in what 2000s girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Number three. Frankie Jonas has three older brothers. Name one of them.
Kevin.
Number four. What type of card is the Delta card in terms of MasterCard, Visa, that kind of thing?
American Express.
Number five. What's Reese Witherspoon's character's name in the Legally Blonde movies?
Elle Woods.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
Oh, boy. It's probably best that this happened because...
I heard it right.
Norwood, and I mean...
I heard it right.
What?
And nothing. You
nothing.
Don't need to know.
Oh, nothing.
Final score, 5-5. All ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money.
Great game, Noelle.
Good job, too. Thank you.
Hang on one... Or I guess we're going to say goodbye. All right.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Look at the bright side. At least you don't have to figure out how to... split up that $100,
yeah, right?
Yes, exactly.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up, TadDrexandKara.com.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
So, Adam, you are divorced. You have a 12-year-old daughter and an ex-wife that's not going to be happy with you. Is that what I gather?
Yeah, that's right, man.
What did you do?
Grocery store list of issues there.
I'm hoping to get forgiveness for a mess up that happened this weekend with a sleepover situation.
A sleepover situation? Did your kid have somebody stay the night?
I wish that were the case. No. Basically, it was, you know, it was my weekend with our daughter, and... I had planned for, you know, a good old-fashioned dinner and a movie night and just hanging out. And then, unannounced, my girlfriend showed up in tears, like she's an emotional wreck because she had just gotten fired from her job.
Oh.
unexpectedly and was just devastated.
Now, this is your 12-year-old daughter, right? And did she know about your girlfriend? Did she know your girlfriend existed before your girlfriend showed up at the house?
Yes.
She did, okay.
Yeah. My daughter was an absolute sweetheart, comforting my girlfriend, being super, super sweet. I mean, they've met before. The problem was my daughter pulls me aside and says that she thinks it would be great if we invited the girlfriend to stay over because my daughter says that my girlfriend shouldn't go back to her place and be alone all by herself when she's sad and upset, and said it would be okay if she stayed over, being super, super sweet about that.
And I suspect the reason why you're on the phone this morning is because maybe that's part of the divorce agreement, is that you're not supposed to have your girlfriend spending the night at your house?
Bingo. That is exactly
it. Now, Adam, did you try and sneak that under the radar and say, all right, hey, don't tell mom that girlfriend slept over, did you come out with it? Were you honest?
I tried to get in front of it. I mentioned it right away, and she just flipped out, telling me next time this happens again, we'll be in court.
Okay, so you told her about it after it had existed. You didn't call ahead of time and ask her permission. You told her after.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
And she was so upset that she said, I'll talk to you in court.
Yeah, the next time we speak, it's going to be in court. So, like, I'm expecting, you know, some sort of court appointment showing up any minute now. So,
all right. So, because it sounds to me like you're going to be dealing with courts for a long time. Like, it doesn't sound like you're asking forgiveness is going to change your relationship with your ex.
I mean, this is the first time something like this has come up. So now that I understand the landscape here, that like, and there's literally zero flexibility, I can work with that. Yeah. You know?
Okay. So you're feeling remorseful. Why don't we put you on hold? We're going to call your ex-wife here in a couple of minutes. We'll try to ask her to forgive you, and you promise not to do this again.
Absolutely. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's got to be worth a shot.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Adam wasn't expecting his girlfriend to come over, but she was upset because she lost her job. She shows up at his house, and then Adam's 12-year-old daughter suggests she stay the night. She didn't want this poor woman to be alone. The problem? Adam's ex, who lost it. Girlfriend isn't allowed to stay over when he has his daughter. It was in direct violation of the terms of the divorce, and Adam needs forgiveness. Adam, sit tight. We're going to talk to your ex-wife, Julie, real quick.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Julie?
Yes, this is she.
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can I help you with something?
Well, we have on our show been talking about the challenges of co-parenting, and curious if you might have some insight on that.
Well, I can tell you it's hard, especially when ex doesn't play by the rules.
Oh, no. Is there something that happened recently that makes you say that?
Well, I had to take my daughter to urgent care this weekend because my ex forced her to sleep on the couch.
Urgent care?
Yep.
What?
Her back was stiff as a board. She couldn't even play in the soccer game on Saturday. I honestly could just strangle him.
Well, before you do that, we want to let you know that your ex, Adam, is on the phone with us. He called us to ask for our help because he was feeling terrible about there was a sleepover issue over the weekend. And he was hoping, he said you were upset about that and wanted to get your forgiveness.
I don't want to hear it, Adam. Also, I don't want my daughter sleeping on a couch ever again.
Really? She's 12 years old. She sleeps on the same couch that I sleep on every weekend. This other sleep is on a one time, and you got to take her to urgent care now?
No. You can start by obeying our divorce agreement.
Not just you just trying to create a paper trail here for the court, making her miss a soccer game to like manipulate the system.
Adam.
Like it's a little much.
Why are you talking? Hold on, yeah, one at a time here.
I'm just saying, obeying our agreement.
Adam, you can't have like a bed for her at your house? Like that's a separate issue from the girlfriend thing.
I can seriously only afford a one-bedroom apartment here. So when my daughter is staying over, I sleep on the couch. And it's totally fine. This one time was an exception.
You're usually
on
the couch.
That's not my problem, Adam.
It kind of is, Julie.
Adam, you're saying that the fact that you only have a one-bedroom apartment is your ex-wife Julie's problem?
Well, let's see. After paying her mortgage, the car payment, the child support, I'm left with about $900. So that does not stretch very far for a housing.
Well, this whole thing was a mistake. Like, calling Julie was probably a mistake.
Yeah.
This is a feature called Forgive and Forget. And Julie, Adam was feeling bad because this new girlfriend spent the night, violated your divorce agreement, but your daughter actually asked the girlfriend to stay over. Your daughter's very sweet. Can you forgive Adam and your daughter, for that matter, for this one-time situation?
I don't need my blood pressure at 190 this morning, so I will forgive him, but this is the last time. This can't happen again. I'm not going to forget. That's definitely not on the table right now.
I can work with that. Trust me, this will not happen again.
Are we going to leave the lawyers out of this, Julie?
This time, yes. But this can't happen again.
You know, I was going to say that, and maybe I'm overstepping here, but I sense some chemistry here.
Oh, Lord.
You guys...
No.
Chad, there's a reason why they're divorced. I think
really?
We heard it.
I don't know I what the opposite of chemistry is.
You two, all the best. You got to work this out for the 12-year-old daughter, for sure.
Yep, I agree.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.